Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
And the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Wednesday morning here on Palmetto Morning, 74 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Catherine Madden.
And we always love to welcome in those who are listening to us on the radio, on the app, and online. Also, make sure you're watching us. Check us out on CN2. That's Comporium Cable Channel 102, in addition to all of our social media platforms. It's always great when a member of the OTS media staff, when they get to come here on the show, we get to host them. And they're guests, but they're when they're here, they're family. And our next guest has been a part of our DNA here at OTS Media for almost three decades. She is wonderful, one of the nicest human beings God ever created, next to our very own Benita Perry. But it's Margaret Caldwell, and she is with the Storytellers Gospel Show. It airs Sundays right here on WRHI from 8 to 10:30. And based on that round of applause, Stephen, she is one of a kind, isn't she?
Well, you said three decades. You know, a little known fact, she started when she was six.
Okay, is that Stephen, about right? I like that.
All right.
Well, you're right at home. But this morning, you're not the one hosting. You're the guest because you have a new book that's out.
Yes, I'm usually the one behind the mic. But this time, I don't feel like a guest. I feel like just a family member who just dropped in to say good morning, and you just drug me into the studio and say, hey, we want to talk to you this morning.
That's okay. A better setup for sure. Yeah, you're not a guest. You're again, a member of our family, and we're so grateful to have you part of our extended roots here. Let's explain the history behind this Tall Tales from the Storyteller.
Okay, Tall Tales from the Storyteller. My father was a storyteller, and he used to tell stories to us all the time, 12 children, and we would sit around and he'd tell us stories. And he was such a good storyteller. He was so animated in them, and he would tell them in depth. We just knew every story that he told was the truth. It didn't seem like he was making it up as he went along, but I believed every story that he told. So when I grew up and got married, my children, of course, we didn't have a whole lot for them to do, but one day I decided to tell them a story when they were little, and they enjoyed the story so much. And now they're all they're senior citizens. I'm not going to say how, but they're old, they're seniors, and they still like for me to tell them that same story that I started off with. And so I said, if my children like these stories, maybe other kids will like these stories, because I'm a storyteller, and I didn't know it then. So I decided to be a real storyteller and go from place to place telling stories to adults and children alike. So some of the stories in my book, they have been written for over 20 years, but they were just lying there. And then one day I decided, well, why don't I do something with these stories? Because I'm keeping them to myself and somebody may enjoy them. And so that's how I got started. Called the publisher and, oh my God, and here I am today with the finished product. And I cannot believe this is my book, Tall Tales from the Storyteller. And I will be signing my book, have a book signing on Saturday, this Saturday coming, as a matter of fact, July the 26th from 9 to 3, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Newmount Olivet AME Zion Church. The church is downtown, right next to Robinson's Funeral Home, 527 Dave Lau Boulevard, and it's right in the middle, in the fork of the road. Hampton Street is here, Dave Lau is here. So the big church sitting right there is where I will be from this Saturday from 9 until 3 p.m. So I want y'all to come out. Come out. I want to meet you all. I've been doing the Storytellers Gospel Show for 30 years on August the 3rd. So I want y'all to come out and let me meet you. Let me see you. I would love for you to buy a book, $18.99. I would love for you to purchase a book. But if you don't, you're my fan. You have been with me. You call me every Sunday here at the station. And I want to meet you. I want to see who you are. And I just want to meet and greet you. I want to give you a hug and say thank you for 30 years of supporting me. Because some people have been with me, Lucas, for 30 years from the day one. They tell me that. And I believe them because I have the best fans in the world. And so I just want to meet you this Saturday, 527 Dave Lau Boulevard, Newmount Olivet AME Zion Church, from 9 to 3 p.m. And it's a great time for me. I'm so excited. I hope I'll show up because I'm so excited. I hope
that would be a good
idea. I hope
idea.
I don't oversleep, Steve, and I hope I will be there. I plan to be there.
Of all days, do not oversleep on Sunday.
I know.
Or Saturday.
Oh, I don't ever sleep on Sunday because I'm ready for the Storytellers Gospel Show every Sunday. So.
But on Saturday of all days.
Oh, God, my kids will kill me. Mother, I can't believe you didn't wake up on time. But anyway, I will be there.
So it's titled Tall Tales from the Storyteller.
Tall Tales from the Storyteller. Margaret Rose Williams Caldwell.
So are these stories truthful or some creative liberties have been taken upon some of these stories?
All these stories are, the first story, 210 Smith Street, is pretty much true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent. Because I changed the names of my brothers and sisters and my mother and father, but the story is true. 210 Smith Street, it talks about the house where we grew up, where we had hot grits every morning. Mama always said, say your blessing. And, of course, on Sunday morning, we had a family prayer. And, of course, all of that is pretty much here. We had a lot of love. We didn't have a lot of money. We didn't have no money. But we had a lot of love from my mom and dad. Got a lot of whippings and all that kind of good stuff back there. We had to do the right thing. Tough love.
With sugar and spice and everything nice.
Yes, yes. So the book tells that story. And it also tells a story titled Little Dirty Bobby. And it's a story about when you're not accepted, when you're a child and you grow up poor and you don't have the family unit and you don't have the love from the family, and the child was pretty much on his own and wanted to hang out with a group of kids at school, but they ignored him because his status, he was poor and he was dirty and he was short. And they even held that against him. And so They didn't play with him until one day he came to their rescue, and he turned out to be the best of all of that group. They accepted him. He turned out to be the best of that group.
Mm. Oh, what a great story to share with all generations, especially kids who oftentimes don't feel like they can find their place
in the world. He just didn't fit in, and judging people and not really knowing their story. Mm-hmm. See,
it's judging a book by the cover. Right. How many times have we heard that?
Right.
Do not do that. Get to know the person.
And then the stories also, there are stories about animals. You know, nowadays you see all the wilderness is being cleared off, all the woods and forests is being cleared off to make way for something better, they say. And so what's happening to those animals that live in that forest? Where did they go? What happened to them? And that story is called Monsters. And so I'm not going to get into that, but they were pushed off their land and they had to find somewhere else to go.
It's called a tease because we want them to buy the book, right,
yes,
Margaret?
Yes, we want them to buy the book, so I ain't going to go into too much because I sit here and tell the whole story. I'm a storyteller.
So, Miss Margaret, do the monsters, do they have a voice? Is it from their perspective?
Well, actually, the monsters are not what they call monsters.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Perfect. All right. That's all we need to know. All right. So the book signing is going to take place this Saturday, July the 26th, from 9 to 3 at Mount Olive.
Newmount
Olive.
Where Reverend Angela Boyd is the very fine pastor.
Okay. That's AME Zion Church. Again, give us the address.
The address is 527 Dave Lau Boulevard, right here in Rock Hill, South Carolina, right next to Robinson's Funeral Home.
And of course, you can listen to Margaret Caldwell and the Storytellers Gospel Show every Sunday right here on WRHI from 8 to 10:30.
Of course.
Margaret, it is fantastic always catching up with you. Thank you so much for this book. It's called Tales from the Storyteller.
Tall Tales from the Storyteller.
Check her out, and you will not meet a nicer person. I say that whether you're sitting here or not. You are just fantastic, and we're so glad that you are a part of what we do here at OTS Media. You're a big part of our success, so thank
you
so
much. Two nicer people, Benita out here, Benita Perry, and you, Lucas McFadden. And I got my boy over there.
What?
Stephen Stone.
He is nice.
He
Would
is
you
nice.
Dust the cobwebs off of him a little
bit.
You got to have a big
around.
Duster.
Yeah.
Don't spread that around.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be known as nice, Margaret.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's all right.
But we see a side of him that others don't sometimes. Margaret, great catching up with you, friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lucas.
Hey, it's 8.